Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 27, verses 57 to 60. As evening approached, Joseph, a rich man from Arimathea, who'd become a follower of Jesus, went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate issued an order to release it to him. Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a long sheet of clean linen cloth. He placed it in his own new tomb, which had been carved out of the rock. Then he rolled a great stone across the entrance and left. We know very little about Joseph of Arimathea. The Gospel of Mark tells us that he was an honoured member of the High Council of the Jews and that he was waiting for the kingdom of God to come. The Gospel of Luke comments that he was a good and righteous man. And the Gospel of John informs us that he was a secret disciple of Jesus because he feared the Jewish leaders. That's all we know. However, this brief account of him going to Pilate asking for the body of Jesus reveals that he was a man of exceptional courage. This initiative could easily have exposed him to enormous risk, both from the Romans and the Jews, but he knew that it was the right thing to do and went ahead. It's never easy to be courageous. The pressure is always upon us to fit in with our society. We don't like to surprise the people around us or to be thought odd or unusual. We certainly don't like to expose ourselves to danger and risk. Joseph's brave action shows the reality of his devotion to Jesus, and it's not surprising that he's been venerated over the centuries and that many legends grew up around him. Indeed, one of the most famous is that in the year 61 AD, he was sent to England to preach the gospel, and he came to Glastonbury in Somerset, it said. It's very unlikely that any of the legends about Joseph have any historical basis, but it's good for us to recognise his courage and to celebrate his godly example. When we're next tempted to say nothing about our faith in case people don't appreciate it, or to say nothing about an injustice at work, we would do well to remember the courageous example of Joseph of Arimathea. So let me ask you a question. In what situation do you need to be courageous at the moment? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for the example of Joseph. Help us to stand up boldly for you, however unpopular it makes us. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company S.I. and its operating company 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.